From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Steve Mork. It's Tuesday, December 31st. Coming up, we'll learn about Pat Bryant, a star wide receiver for the Illinois Fighting Illini. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Starting today, all employees, patients, and visitors at OSF hospitals will be required to wear masks. It's because of widespread respiratory illnesses, including COVID-19, influenza, and RSV. OSF joins Memorial Health Hospitals in Decatur, Jacksonville, Lincoln, Springfield, and Taylorville in limiting hospital visitors to 2 per patient at one time. And those visitors must be 18 years old or older and show no signs of illness. The funeral service for an Illinois State Police officer killed in the line of duty will be later this week. Trooper Clay Carnes died after he was hit by a pickup truck while trying to remove debris from I-55 near Joliet on December 23rd. Carnes is survived by his wife, 2 children, and parents. A driver was arrested and charged with violating Scott's Law, which requires drivers to move over when a vehicle with emergency or hazard lights is activated. The University of Illinois is pioneering the development of advanced nuclear technology. IPM student reporter Alyssa Eaton has this update on the Illinois Microreactor Demonstration Project.
The U of I Microreactor Demonstration Project is being led by principal research scientist Timothy Grumlow. These reactors are part of a new generation of carbon-free technologies, which are a fraction of the size of traditional reactors and designed to be safer.
In a world where people care about decarbonization, then nuclear is a lot more resilient, reliable than a lot of the alternatives.
Grumlow says public education on safety and community outreach are key components of the project. He says it could take a few years to get construction permits approved. He's hopeful the nuclear reactor in Champaign could be up and running by 2030. I'm Alyssa Eaton, IPM News.
Discarded Christmas trees become a seasonal snack for some animals in Chicago. Lisa Dwyer reports.
You can turn your tree into a healthy snack for goats. Brandon Gutierrez with the nonprofit Urban Growers Collective says the trees provide nutrients for the goats.
This is just a nice treat from the boring hay they've been eating for a couple months now.
Jay Thomas of Chicago was surrounded by excited goats as he dropped off his Christmas tree.
I was very surprised to find out that goats would want to eat a Christmas tree. I could see other trees being eaten by deer and whatnot, but a Christmas tree is all piney and spiny and sounds painful to me to eat, but they're happy with it.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Still to come, we'll learn about Pat Bryant, a receiver for the Illinois Fighting Illini. That story is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today: cloudy and blustery with rain likely and a high of 45 degrees, a north wind 15 to 25 miles per hour, gusting to 35 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of light rain or snow flurries and a low of 26 degrees, northwest wind 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a chance of flurries and a high of 33 degrees, northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 22 degrees, a west wind 5 to 10 miles per hour, and for Thursday, mostly cloudy with light snow at a high of 34 degrees and west wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, a conversation with author and New Yorker staff writer Adam Gopnik. His latest book argues that we ought to choose accomplishment over achievement. Things we do because we want to get good at them, rather than things we do because other people say we should. It's called All That Happiness Is. I'm Brian Mackey with Adam Gopnik for the hour, next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Steve Mork. As Illinois football prepares for the final game of 2024, only one senior has opted out of playing. Star receiver Pat Bryant won't be available for the Citrus Bowl later today. He is playing it safe and having declared for the NFL draft. But he's already left his mark on the Illini program. IPM student reporter Jacob Stutz has more.
In an NCAA landscape where it's rare to see an athlete stay at one program their entire collegiate career, Pat Bryant isn't the norm. The recreation sport and tourism major played 46 games over 4 seasons in orange and blue, and always made it an emphasis to be the first one in the gym and the last one out. The Jacksonville, Florida native committed to Illinois in 2021 to play under previous head coach Lovie Smith, who was soon replaced by Brett Bielema. Bryant faced many ups and downs under the coach he originally didn't have in mind, but he wouldn't have it any other way.
The guy that didn't recruit me but still had faith in me when I came into the program, you know, it really means a lot. Like I said, we had a lot of tough conversations, but from all those conversations, I took a lot of positive things and just development to the person I am today. So I just want a big shout out to Coach B for believing in me.
Bryant caught an Illini record tying 10 touchdowns this season, as well as the attention of NFL scouts. Coach Bielema talks to those scouts every day and gives each one the same message.
Like, wherever you have Pat Bryant rated, I would double down and bet him one round higher.
Bielema also emphasized how Bryant's selfless attitude has reflected on the program, recalling his recent interaction with the young child of a donor.
And their son walks through with a 13 Pat Bryant jersey on, and they said, hey, Kai was a big fan of Pat Bryant. So Pat Bryant literally stopped, gave him his glove, signed his jersey. And for me, for Josh, as the athletic director, we know the value in that for donors, right? That it's not just kids that represent us, it's the way they represent us, and Pat Bryant is a shooting star.
However, as the shooting star's time as an Illini comes to a close, it's not the game Bryant is cherishing most.
You know, it takes a lot to just grow into a mature young man at this college level and then at a university like this. Just me maturing into a better person, not only on the field, but as well as off the field, is what I'll be mainly reminiscing on.
Perhaps bigger than his football accolades, Bryant leaves Champaign having made a lasting impact on the community. Along the way, getting the same treatment in return. IPM News, Jacob Stutz.
That was Jacob Stutz reporting. The number 21 Fighting Illini football team takes on number 14 South Carolina Gamecocks at the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl. The game starts at 2 p.m. on ESPN. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Elisa Eaton, Lisa Dwyer, and Jacob Stutz. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Steve Mork. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again in the new year.